I suppose the 11th hour, it has been suggested by the executive that there's an opportunity for us to adjourn to another day. That's the first that I became aware of that information tonight. As to what can happen from here, I don't know. We've said all along this whole area of Irish Water needs to be clarified by Irish Water. We need to meet with Irish Water and the Minister himself, Phil Hogan, who's responsible for ramming this legislation through and putting this through. The President actually signed it on Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. That's the mess that this council finds itself in. So I'm not sure as to where we go from here.
The meeting's been adjourned until Monday the 13th of January. An agreement couldn't be reached over 3 days and three nights. What's the point in meeting again?
Well, that's exactly what I suggested just 10 minutes ago. I'm not so sure what's going to be achieved. If something is to be achieved, I don't believe it'll be achieved here in Lifford. I think it has to be achieved at national level. The people at a national level is going to have to sit up and take notice of the concerns that we have here in Donegal. Simply, as been suggested by some parties, in the 13th hour, if you like, tonight, that the WOPs would leave the room and have discussion. I mean, we're here for the third day and that didn't happen. And, you know, by coming around with silly proposals like a members' development fund and trying to tweak around the edges and expecting some of us to sell our soul for 30 pieces of silver wasn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I think we have to be strong enough to stand together on this one, and some people are finding it difficult to do that.
The public are going to be looking at tonight and they're probably going to be saying that council would have been better off dissolving.
Well, you know, I speak to a lot of people on the ground and they've been saying that for some time. A lot of people on the ground are very disillusioned by the conduct that has been taking place in Donegal County Council. If any member of the public out there was suggesting that this council should be dissolved, I would have to accept that, because, you know, some of the conduct and some of the behaviour and some of the poor political leadership that I've seen in this chamber over the last number of years has been poor. It has been nothing short of a disgrace at many times. It's not the message that we in the Fianna Fáil Party want to send out. I think we've been very responsible here in the chamber at all times, but you know, politics in Donegal at the moment and in this chamber in particular is not in a good place.